Conservative Party of Canada leadership candidate Pierre Poilievre was in the Holland Marsh Saturday for a campaign rally, meeting with supporters and sharing his vision for the country's future. The event was hosted by Conservative York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson at the Van Luke Farm on Bathurst Street in East Gwillimbury. "It's important to bring him to the riding so that our constituents here can hear from him," said Davidson. "The country's at a crossroads right now. Pierre speaks to all Canadians no matter what walk of life you come from. There are challenges in the country right now with inflation, cost of gas, cost of food. Pierre wants to bring all Canadians together and speak to that freedom." About 1,000 people were in attendance, many holding signs in support of Poilievre and waving Canadian flags. "My purpose is to make Canada the freest country in the world so people can take back control of their lives," Poilievre said. Poilievre spoke about his distaste for current Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal government. "The last couple years, people haven't felt so free in this country, have they?" he asked the crowd of supporters, noting the lockdowns and shutdowns of businesses throughout the pandemic and the mental health crisis affecting teenagers who have been cut off from sporting and social events. "There are countless stories how governments have bulldozed over the civil rights of our people, imposing the government's wishes on the personal health decisions of individuals, and when anyone speaks up they get vilified or censored," said Poilievre. He talked about the high costs of living, with food, gas and homes in the country becoming unaffordable for many Canadians. "If we had inflation at this level for just 4 years, you'd lose a quarter value of your paycheck," he said. To tackle inflation, if elected as Prime Minister, he promised to eliminate the country's deficits, cancel the infrastructure bank, defund the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and axe the carbon tax. Friends Brandon Tito from Pickering and Rob Scrow from Keswick came from Pickering and Keswick, respectively, to hear Poilievre speak. "We are here to just listen, to show support, show our love, all of us together coming united, as we always have been and should have been," he said. "It's good to be able to see him in person, to talk to him, ask him questions, share our insight. They said they want to see government leaders who are accountable and take responsibility. We are here with an open mind, just to hear everybody that would like to run as an opposing leader in Canada," said Tito. "We need someone who can represent us in a way that we would represent ourselves," added Scrow. Lyselle Bloxham of Sutton came to the rally with her husband and their two children. Bloxham says she never really paid much attention to politics until recently, due to her frustrations with the government's handling of the pandemic. "The more you pay attention, the more you see something is wrong," she said. That's when she heard Poilievre speak at the recent Freedom Convoy in Ottawa. "He was very boots on the ground, so that made me pay attention to him and what he was saying," said Bloxham. "He was there for the people, I like what he is saying, and he is the only one who wants to stand against Trudeau." Andrea Beckett and Rory Collette of Holland Landing said they have thrown all their support behind Poilievre in hopes of a change for the county. "We want Justin Trudeau out of office," said Collette. "He just does what he wants, he has no consideration for others. We kind of feel unheard, things used to be for the people, and it got completely changed. It's a little rough now," said Beckett. After his speech, supporters stood in line for a meet and greet and photo op. Poilievre is an Ottawa area MP who has served for 7 terms. He lives in the village of Greeley, Ontario with his wife Anita and their children, Valentina and Cruz. He grew up in Calgary and graduated from the University of Calgary with a degree in international relations. He continues his campaigning this week with stops in North York and Hamilton on Sunday, and the London Kitchener area on Monday. The Conservative leadership election is on September 10, 2022.